listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Las Vegas lead is the Bears GM saying it's Foles versus Trubisky.
Yeah, that's right. And Chicago Bears general manager Ryan Pace said earlier today in a news conference when discussing the quarterback position after the acquiring of Nick Foles via a fourth-round draft pick trade with the Jacksonville Jaguars earlier that it opens things up. It will be, quote, an open competition at that position between Trubisky and Foles.
Yeah, let's start like we always do with the Las Vegas take, the perspective, which is the odds. You can bet. Will Nick Foles start the season as starter? Will Trubisky, the favorite, Foles, minus 160? That's about 60%. So based on the betting odds, a 60% chance that Nick Foles will be the starter, a 40% chance Trubisky, that's plus 130. So Jonas, just gut instinct from the fan perspective, 60%, 40%, do you think it's priced right?
Yes, I'm a little, I guess I was kind of surprised initially when it came out. And the more that I think about just the restructuring of the money, the amount of money they owe Nick Foles, it does feel like he's got a little bit of an advantage.
Okay, Fez, same question, and we're going to dig into the numbers, but gut instinct, force bet on minus 160 Trubisky, or check that, minus 160 Foles, plus 130 Trubisky.
I like Foles because I think he's got a little bit of a hidden advantage from the coaches. Nagy back in 2012 with the Eagles, he was with Foles. Nagy in 2016, he was with Kansas City, so was Foles. And the Bears have a new OC, Bill Lazar. And back in 2013, he was with Foles. That was the year Foles threw for 27 touchdowns and two interceptions.
Yes, Chip Kelly's offense there. Now, I disagree. And I'm going to kind of tell why as we give our information here. Let's start with the following, though. How good is Trubisky? How good is Foles? Let's get to the core of how good. I know the talk is Trubisky is so bad, and I think he generally is not great, no doubt. But check this out. And Fez, I want you to give me a gut instinct what the odds of this would be. And this is a gut instinct, and here's what I'm going to show you. 3 years for Trubisky, 17, 18, 19. And what I'm going to show you is that every year, each year individually, Foles and Trubisky had a passer rating that was within 2 points of each other all 3 years. So the question is, what's the odds of any two quarterbacks having a passer rating within 2 points and then doing it 3 years in a row? Think on that as I read it down. 2017, Foles had an 80. I'm just going to round up. 80, Trubisky a 78. 2018, this is passer rating, 96, 95.5 for Trubisky. And finally, Foles first, 2019, 84, and Trubisky, 83. So you add it all up for 3 years. The quarterback rating for Foles, 88.7, Trubisky, 85.8. It's almost indiscernible any difference. Statistically, these are the same level of quarterback, Trubisky and Foles. And I would make the case, if you want to add it up, who had a better supporting cast on offense, considering that Foles has 2 years, right, within Philly, you'd have to say that better weapons than Chicago. At minimum, it's not like there was any advantage Trubisky had when it comes to weapons. Fez, let me ask you, gut instinct, how unlikely is it that these two are this close?
Back of the envelope, 1,500 to 1.
I mean, and I got to be honest, it feels like it'd probably be more than that. I'm actually going to, because Fez, I think all we'd have to do is go in and say, well, how many quarterbacks were within 2 percentage points of each of these guys any given year? Divide that by two and say, okay, the odds this year was this, this, and this. Then multiply it out. I bet it's higher than 1,500.
Exactly. But I estimated 9% chance every year, so 0.09 to the third.
And that's the point. It's hard to say, Jonas, I think, that this is a fluke that they have the same passer rating. These are effectively the same quarterbacks. So the question is, what's the advantage of bringing in one instead of the other? And I think it all comes down. It all comes down to trying to press Trubisky, to wake him up. Because remember, this is his fourth year. It's his last cheap year. Is and the holy grail when it comes to quarterbacks and winning Super Bowls, there's two ways to win, is the current belief. Number one, have a Hall of Famer. Ideally, a Hall of Famer who is cheap, like Brady's been historically. But even if not, if you got a Hall of Famer, you're fine. But there's not that many Hall of Famers. And then the other choice is a competent quarterback, better than competent, but on a rookie deal. So you're either on the cheap with the quarterback and you could spend the money elsewhere, or you're spending the money, but you have a Hall of Famer. This is the last year that the Bears could have that situation, because with a first round pick, especially in the top 10, that 5th-year option is not cheap. So to me, this is a high risk move the Bears are making, but they're at the point they're about to crap out, because are they really going to pay 20 plus million for the 5th-year option on Trubisky unless he steps way up? So this could be the last year, and instead of babying him, which they have, it seems, they're saying, hey, your career is on the line and you better know it. We're bringing in the most famous backup in football today. Does that resonate, Jonas?
Yeah, and I also think that, to your point, and this is something people should always do, instead of just looking on the surface of what the opinion is, you got to do a little bit of digging sometimes, and you should really do it all the time, but in this case specifically, because I think if you were to ask people, if you pulled 10 people off the street and just said, hey, who's been a better quarterback the past few years? 10 out of 10 would all say Nick Foles by a landslide. But when you actually peel back the numbers, Nick Foles hasn't been great in a lot of these situations. I'm not saying Mitch Trubisky's a great quarterback, but I don't think he's as bad as everybody makes him out to be. And so when you actually peel back the numbers and you look at this, you would go, okay, well, this is a little bit more close of a competition than you would think based on just what the impression is of Nick Foles after winning that Super Bowl and all the hype he got afterwards.
That's Jonas Knox. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. But here's the thing. This is one of the great debates in sports. Do we look at the regular season quarterback rating and passer rating specifically and say that's the story? Or do we say, just like Joe Montana, when he walks out, saw John Candy and laughed, it's that kind of confidence, the well-endowed, as they say, confidence in Nick Foles. It's a situation that I put some value on that. If I could have exact for 1 year, because age is a factor, if I could have even 3 years of Nick Foles or Trubisky, I'm taking Foles. If only because he's proven he can do it at the highest level, Trubisky hasn't. But you make a great point, Jonas. If you look at it in aggregate, you don't just say that you know, Bobby Thompson hit that home run. Do you know what his batting average was in his career? I don't.
No.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Bobby Thompson hit that home run. And you can go up and down the list. Foles will go down in history, especially in Philly, as the guy to do it. And I don't think that's meaningless. I just don't think we figured out yet how to quantify it. Closing thoughts, Fez.
Yeah, I think you summarized it well, that there's not much separating them the last 3 years. And I think great point, RJ. When you're throwing to Allen Robinson as your key number one, and you got Anthony Miller and Taylor Gabriel, you just don't have any weapons to throw to for the Bears. And so maybe I haven't factored that enough into how much Trubisky struggled.
So you're saying that maybe Trubisky gets a little bit of a break because he doesn't have great weapons.
Yes.
And plus, let's be candid, the slow track in Chicago hurts you too a little bit, I think. I mean, we saw that when Goff went there a couple years ago, right? It gets cold. So, again, this guy is not an elite quarterback. He's not even an average quarterback. But the real interesting part of this would be, let's say Trubisky does vanquish Foles, and let's say that he becomes in Fezzik's rankings the 16th best quarterback. So, Fez, where's Trubisky right now?
He is number 31.
Okay, so that's a big old step up to 16. But let's say he does it. Then the questions get really difficult for the Bears. And remember, the Bears have a bad history with quarterbacks. I mean, not going back to McMahon or whatever. But, I mean, remember, they paid significant money Trubisky's rookie year when they brought in the famous Mike Glennon, paid him literally 16 sticks, $16 million for to start four games not very well. If he is the 16th best quarterback, let's say with a big jump this year, Trubisky, do you pay 20-some million for the fifth year? You probably do because the trend line's so good. But what happens if he's the 21st best quarterback? And again, these are assessments, but you know, generally people like Fezzik and the GMs are going to have the same assessment. Vegas knows, obviously, and so do teams. That's the challenge. You don't see a lot of average older quarterbacks, second contract quarterbacks. Look at Andy Dalton. He's had a relative amount of success. I think during Andy Dalton's peak, Fez, you are half a Bengals fan. Where do you think Andy Dalton would have been in your 1-32 during his best year?
Oh, he misses the top 10 by a little bit, but he's top 15.
12, 13, 14, exactly. Now, here's the question. If you're the Bengals in hindsight, do you sign Andy Dalton to the second contract, the contract after his rookie year? You might say, well, RJ's above average, of course. But remember, you're paying big money for slightly above average. And then here's the key. You don't have any chance at the home run. But like dating, Jonas, you're single. I mean, I know you're, you know, got your gal, but when you're by yourself, when you two are together, it might be, and I'm not saying you in this case, but hypothetically, oh yeah, but above average, yeah. But if you're, you know, truthful and not cheating, then that's the one girl you're getting to roll the dice with. So the theory is maybe that 14th best quarterback isn't worth signing. Because, yeah, you could get a worse quarterback, but you probably can't win the Super Bowl with number 14. So that gets interesting. Do you accept as a fan, I'd rather the Steelers after Big Ben. I would much rather them roll the dice and get rid of like a number 14 quarterback, because I went through Bobby Brister, Mark Malone. Those were not fun years. I'd rather roll the dice to get the next Big Ben. And how much would Trubisky have to jump this year to not only be worth the money, but be worth deferring the chance at another potential home run? Does that resonate?
Yeah, it resonates. And I think, look, after this season, you should absolutely know whether or not you're going to move forward with him or move on without him. He's already at over 40 starts as an NFL quarterback. If you're not convinced he's the guy by now, or even a 14th ranked quarterback in the NFL by now, it's time to move on.
And again, if he stays where he's at, it will be time to move on. But if he takes just one big jump, that's going to get interesting.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Nick Mullins is got more trade value. He's untradeable. And there's Cam Newton, unsigned, without even a contract around his neck. You know, some big number contract like Andy Dalton, right? Andy Dalton at the right price, a lot of teams want him. Most teams want him as a backup, let's say, at minimum. But at a high number, not so much. Cam wasn't able to be traded at his, I think, $17 million number. Fine. But that number's gone now. He's been cut. Still unsigned. Fez, just put a wrap on the whole Jimmy G, Mullins, Cam. What's the one main takeaway you've got? And then I'm going to give you these numbers that are really hard to believe.
Well, I think you bring up a great point in terms of Cam is used to being a top 10 player. And I think he's got to have the realization he no longer is. And he's got to put his best foot forward in order to find the best fit to get back in the NFL.
Yeah, but when you have 150 sticks in the bank, let's say, or whatever, it's a big number, I'm sure, and your whole life you've never had to answer in that way, oh, it's a tough transition. As Colin says, there's no celebrity backups in the NFL. Check this out. This is the 2017-18 season, so 2 years, the 17 season and the 18 season. And I'm going to read down. This is Jimmy G first, because he's the one Fez likes with his profile, his jaw, all that stuff. And then second number is going to be Mullins. Completion percentage, 64.8, 64.2. Huh. Okay. Yards passed for 2,200, 2,200. Touchdowns, Jimmy G 12, Nick Mullins 13. Interceptions, Jimmy G 8, Mullins 2. So you do the math. Jimmy G was plus 4, Mullins plus three. His passer rating, both in the low 90s, yards per attempt, literally Jimmy G 8.5, Mullins 8.3. It's freaking indiscernible between those two. And remember, when Jimmy G came in, the whole team was excited, all that stuff. Mullins was the third stringer that maybe the team wasn't, you know, as excited about. And still, with no experience, really, at the NFL level, Mullins put up numbers comparable over the 2017 and 18 season to Jimmy G. And that's when you hear that name that isn't well known at this point, and he's not tradable, but Cam Newton is unsignable. Huh.
Right out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
RJ, believe it or not, WrestleMania is this weekend, and you can actually place bets on it.
And this is where having a professional host comes in handy, because I'm glancing and I don't know all these names. So Jonas Knox, with your amazing elucidation... Give us the odds.
All right, so we have got Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre. Everybody knows Brock Lesnar, the champion of UFC and WWE. Drew McIntyre, though, is a 3-1 favorite, minus 300, a plus 200 there for Brock Lesnar if you want to bet on him.
And I will say this. These odds are often like what I say is information type betting. Whenever the odds don't seem to make sense, whereas wouldn't you think that Lesnar, you know, he's the big, you know, be sure if it's plus 200 that at least right now the plan is, and remember they always can change it with the WWE at the end, is to have McIntyre win. Because no sane person, at least from my perspective, Jonas, you can tell me if you disagree, would think Lesnar should be a dog here. The fact he's a dog means somebody knows something.
And also considering that this WrestleMania has already been taped. Because Yeah, they're doing it in a closed environment where they can't have fans. Apparently, this has already been taped. WrestleMania has been finished for a week, a couple of weeks, and so all these matches are already been done.
And think about all the editors and the people saying, "Oh, I'll get on that one app that I, you know, can send secret things and tell my buddy, you know." And that's what moves these odds. It really does. Next match,
The Undertaker, a minus 400, a 4-1 favorite against AJ Styles. Styles a plus 250.
And finally, I can do this one. The Fiend, minus 500 against John. I was going to joke and not say Cena. Kena. No, John Cena. And these are from Bet Online. And remember, what are you betting? It's what you always have to ask yourself. In this case, you're not betting who the better wrestler is. You're betting what is the storyline. And again, I won't make it a best bet, but I would love McIntyre minus 300. It's just I don't even know, you know, these odds actually, they were just updated. You know, screw it. Best bet, minus 300, McIntyre, because these are current numbers. I don't believe it's possible that Lesnar can win at plus 200. But again, the limits are low. So, Fez, does that make sense to you?
Makes a lot of sense. We know if they met in an alley, we're betting on Lesnar, right, RJ?
Well, yes. I wouldn't be near that alley, but yes.
Right out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.